I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 9:10 hump day morning. And right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 wins a pair of tickets to see JT. Want to go check out Justin Timberlake, December 5th. That's next Wednesday, a week from tonight, at the Oracle Arena in Oakland. Jane will have another chance today at 4:05, but try him right now. 800-400-3697. We'll take call number 9. Dance, dance, dance. So, Toys for Tots. This year, we are asking people who get tickets for Alice in Winterland, especially, to make a donation on site there. Bring a new unwrapped toy. And as always, we coordinate with the Marines. Today, we have Sergeant Jamar Sneed, who is a coordinator of the program, and Sergeant Reardon Annunciacion.
Did she say it right?
How'd I do? That was good. Yeah, oh, great.
When do you guys get up here?
Yeah, come on over here and tell us what's happening. Are you guys both going to be on site at Winterland next week, or is that?
Yes, that is correct.
Fantastic.
First of all, thank you, boys,
yes,
for your service.
Thank you.
Yay! We appreciate you very much. Thanks for the support, of course. Thank you.
Oh, boy, you guys are all twisted up together. There we go. All right. So tell us a little bit about the program this year. What's the easiest way for someone to get involved at this point? Because I know we're actually getting kind of late in the season for you.
Correct. So at this point of the ball game, you can go on our website. If you can search us on the internet, San Bruno Marines, Toys for Tots. You can find all the toy drop-off locations. You can either donate a toy or you can donate money through the online website. We do have events such as the Winterland, which both of us will be at. You see a bunch of the Marines there, have drop-off bins for people to donate their toys there.
Right. And is there any particular need that you have? I know that often teenagers are overlooked because people buy for very young children. Is there a particular need?
So this year, there's not a particular need for the teenagers. We're actually having issues getting the younger children.
Oh, really?
Three to 5-year-old and 6 to 7-year-old.
So good people should look for that specifically on a new unwrapped toy that they drop off that it says, you know, ages 3 and up or something along those lines.
Yes.
All right, great. Well, thank you guys very much. It's great to be working with you once again, and we look forward to seeing you out at Winterland. Hope that you enjoy the show there.
Thank
as
you guys.
Well.
Thank you.
Specialized gave us a bunch of bikes for you. Deluxe gave us a bunch of skateboards for you. And I just know that the Alice listeners are going to come through for you as well. So thank you guys very
thank
much.
Thank you.
All right.
That's specialized.com and DLXSF.com. They have a bunch of different skateboard brands that right. you can find at any local skateboard shop.
And we love when you support the people that support the show and that support a program like Toys for Tots.
Exactly right. That's why the mention. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some text. 707 says, had a goofy dream. I was in Tahoe with Sarah, and she was all upset because the snow was slush. Hope that dream doesn't come true. Well, at least the slush part. Would love to be in Tahoe with Sarah.
Oh. Well, we'll be jamming for sure.
Oh, traveling Sarah is fun, Sarah.
Oh,
she's
I am
a lot of fun.
I'm a lot of fun. I
There's
really
gambling
sure.
and drinking.
Right.
And,
oh, my God.
And then she starts making out with chicks, and
oh
you're like,
oh, my
what?
God. I haven't done that in a long time. Stop it. I stopped that crap.
Who's going? Are your brother and sister going?
Yeah. So my whole family and their whole family. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're big skiers or anything, but mm-hmm. they're, you know. They
have
can,
you ever
they can
kissed
green
your
runs.
Brother's wife?
I was thinking the same thing.
I have. She's into me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she's definitely into
like,
you.
She's definitely forced herself on me.
You've mm-hmm. kissed her.
Yes.
With the tongue.
No. No.
What?
Wait, you're lying right now.
I'm not lying.
You just
lying.
Looked away and your eyes went like
I'd
that.
I was thinking to myself, right. Have I ever kissed her with the tongue? But no,
yeah,
I have
think
not.
You have. It's clear.
I haven't.
All right.
Have you ever made out with your brother?
No. Oh, my God. You guys are awful.
Boy, both tells happened at each of those answers. It was like, wow. Lying tell. Boom.
No.
510 says, hey, Vinny, that Anna Marie at the Nikko Hotel is a big deal in the all-male-run Japanese corporations. She is as legit and powerful woman that you'll ever meet.
Wow.
When I was talking to her last night, because Anna Marie runs the Hotel Nikko, which I stayed at last night. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's actually a great hotel. Really great. So she was saying that she spends a lot of her time. She's lived here 15 years, but spends a ton of time traveling overseas mm-hmm. to their other hotels. All their other locations, and there's a lot of them, are overseas.
Oh, wow.
So it's a chain. It's just not one that
we know here in the mm-hmm. States.
Right.
Hotel Nikko?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And
it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was nice to talk to her. We got to meet a lot of people last night.
Yeah.
I met Pat Fattucci.
Oh, yeah,
and
his lovely
wife.
Fattucci and Associates. They're going to be on the station now.
That sounds very
familiar. I know. It's great.
I actually talked to his, I believe it's Pat's stepson.
Oh.
For a long time.
Oh.
Like young guy coming up in the biz.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fun. 415. Hey, guys. Thanks. Thank your nurses. We'll help keep you safe during July when these new MDs learn by trial and error. All right.
If anything happens to you in July, you really got to look into it.
It's true. Nursing student here in our new graduate programs usually start in July also.
Yes.
Hey, 415 has a question for the I think it's for the ladies. I'm not supposed to go to the gyno, am I?
I don't think so.
Okay. Gyno or dentist?
I hate them both. Do I have to choose one of them to go to? I'll go to the dentist.
Oh, I'll go to the gyno all day long.
Oh.
Instead of going to the dentist.
Huh.
Like I'll go have an operation down there as opposed
to my God.
An operation up here.
Oh. Well, you don't like anything in your face.
No, freaks me out.
Surprising, because you actually do like certain things. So it's...
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. What is it? I don't know.
Mm. I don't know.
I just do it.
What?
Mushroom slap me. That's for our Marine friends that are visiting us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For you guys.
They enjoy that. They didn't hear it. They don't have headphones on.
408 says, so I take it you decided it was okay to leave in the first 5 minutes of yesterday's Lost 30. It was hilarious listening to you reset the show.
What?
Made me feel like I'm one of the privileged few in the room with
you. That
was
supposed to be cut.
Well, by the time it airs, it wasn't significantly wrong anymore.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Okay. People like the behind-the-scenes stuff with you guys. It wasn't that bad.
And it was fun to see you spill the beans and then try and cover the mess
you did.
Made.
I thought I did cover my tracks. We stopped the Facebook Live.
We're broadcasting the whole time. How is that covering
5 o'clock
anything?
In the morning.
Did anybody say anything to you at the party last
no.
night?
No. And everybody there knew. It wasn't like it was a surprise for any of those people. So.
No, it was a surprise for some people.
Didn't seem to be. I asked a few people. I was like, do you know who the surprise guest is? They go, that's a surprise. It's like, see, I knew it.
Right.
I knew it.
Oh, look at that.
Doing her own studies to back up her own theories.
I got 5 emails about that. Not one of them said that Michael Franti was a surprise guest. Don't say anything about it. No one said that. When something's it's me. When something's a surprise, don't tell me. Or tell me that it is a surprise, and I'll do my best to not blow it.
Forget about that
Your best.
I do my best, Yuzi. I do. I try.
Yeah.
I guess my best wasn't good enough. Yes.
Yeah. Not a good one. Don't find it. God, human, says 415. Will you please see a doctor for your back? You could be causing further damage to your spine the longer you wait.
Yeah, shifting from ass cheek to ass cheek.
Bringing Poor chairs thing. To...
No, he didn't bring a chair. He brought the
Whatever,
the
bringing
special
stuff
cushions.
To dinner parties.
He put it down on the you know, we had these like benches, or not benches, like I guess they're sort of wide stools that we sit on at the counter when we eat. And he got up to go to the bathroom, and I look over, and there it is. I go... Oh, my God, do you think he has hemorrhoids? Like, it looks like a donut, you know?
Maybe that's what's going on.
And he just wants to say it's his tailbone? Any thoughts on that?
No, none really. Okay. Thank you, though.
Sure.
Is anyone shocked Sarah's checking out the horse's junk? Says 310.
It was quite
Was it?
Obvious.
Really?
Yes.
They made it.
Somebody else noticed that they shrink when it gets colder out. I mean...
Yeah.
I'm not alone in noticing the giant horse junk on Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
I'm sure you are.
I wouldn't have even thought of it if someone hadn't written in about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I joke around with my wife and tell my wife when she goes to bed that I'll be spending a little time with my other wife, the PS4.
Oh, PlayStation.
Yeah, I mean, like I think people like that, you know, their alone time, however you can get it. I certainly enjoy my early morning in the house when no one's up.
Mm-hmm.
I get my coffee
going. Yeah, solo time. It's nice. Drink a cup of coffee by yourself, like, you know, leisurely reading through the internet. Oh, it's lovely. All alone. No one talking to you. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm. Oh. Makes it worth getting up early. Oh, look at me with 20 minutes of myself.
Hey, real quickly, everyone, if you go to the Outside73 Instagram, I posted a picture of me and Bryn. A few weeks back, we got a tour of the new Chase Center where the Warriors are going to be playing, the $1 billion stadium.
Oh. How was it? Did you love it?
Oh, man. I mean, it's...
What color are the seats?
Badass. The seats aren't even in yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are they going to be purple? What color will they be?
We'll be purple, everybody.
Why the hell would they be purple?
The colors are blue and blue and gold.
Yeah. They're purple at the King Stadium.
Okay.
Their color is
purple. I just picture them purple.
Edit that the hell out of the broadcast if you could. Purple.
Is there something wrong with purple?
It's not our color.
It's not our color.
That's the color of the Kings, the Sacramento Kings.
Oh,
maybe she loves
the Lakers.
Maybe she loves the Kings. You love the Kings?
It's the Lakers. I love the Lakers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you love the Lakers?
Get out of here.
How about the Kings?
Yes.
You're not even trying.
707 says, Macy's used to house buying offices in their SF stores, but has downsized and consolidated to New York. Signed, a laid-off employee.
Oh. That's a bummer.
Sorry.
Jobs are hard to find. Oh, here it is. But again,
don't. Actually, we like this song.
Play.
Because here we are back where we were before.
It's a good song.
Just people, Bryson?
Yeah.
Oh, is it really people?
Yeah. Keep going.
Sometimes you make me want to tackle your computer.
Keep going.
I just want to jump on it and just stomp until it's done.
Good for music knowledge for myself and the Bay Area.
And we all know.
Is that a song?
Because my best wasn't good enough. We are back where we were before.
408 says, Yo, Vinny! I didn't want to go to CCD either, but the snacks at the end were killer. Way to bribe the kids, God.
Oh. I don't even remember. I remember there being snacks.
Is that from yesterday or today?
Today. I think early today we did a Children of the Future.
Right.
It's been a long hump day, everyone.
Are you so excited to go home, Vinny?
Oh, yeah, totally.
He's been home in 2 days.
Okay. AJR played at the Masonic a couple weeks ago, guys.
Oh.
612 says, saw Staying Human at the Norse Theater earlier this month with my teenage son. Franti is such a gem, so kind to all those who were waiting to meet him. It was a wonderful night demonstrating to my son how to hold onto your humanity in tough times. Love it. Yeah, he played our event last night, and we had to cut out, but I'm sure he rocked the joint.
He was rocking as we left.
Uh-huh.
It's always good to see him, though. It's just such a ray of sunshine, that guy.
Yeah.
Mm. It was a secret show he did with us a couple weeks ago where he was really talking about some of the, you know, he's a human being with major struggles, and yet he somehow manages to put that face on and be kind to everyone. He has time for you. He just does. Life is better with you. Oh. Yeah, he's great. He's like, if you
he's
like...
He's such a brave guy, you know? If I had those lyrics, I'd be like, I'm not saying that.
He's
got a lot of heart, and he's not afraid to show it. Yeah. It's really impressive. I definitely feel myself walking up to words like that and going, nah, that doesn't feel right.
Once I can do, I'm like, my best not in my best. Oh!
This isn't going to come out.
Oh, my son's not in my best.
I give him a lot of credit.
There it
is. Oh, don't do it.
This is a big
classic. Yeah, that's the jam.
Don't do it. We don't want no trouble.
No, Intercom said we could.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, I think they said he could sing it.
Oh, I'm going to skip that one.
Okay, good.
Good.
As a teacher, I'd rather make a living wage than be forced into a particular building. The money should go to salaries, not buildings.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Whoa.
That All is, right. you know what, there you go. $33 million that pays for, you know, some kind of apartment complex. Well, too bad they couldn't split that up in the teachers.
I can see both sides. I can see how someone would be like, you're going to make me live with all the other teachers. But on the other side, it's like, okay, how about if we do nothing then? Like, I don't, you know.
Right. But they're not wrong about, like no, put that into the salary.
No,
increase.
I understand. Then you right. can live where you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to live with all the teachers. I see them all day.
Right. I'd like to not have my neighbors
be all
be
teachers.
Asking me if I, you know, if they could use my pencil sharpener.
Great. We're all.
Is there a cafeteria too? Do the lunch ladies live there?
Everyone's got chalk on their fingers yeah. all the time.
There's blackboards in the hallway if you don't want to work out a problem or something. Oh my God. You're right. It'd be like living in a dorm. Oh my God. Kill me.
Everyone's home all summer long.
Get out of here, you
oh,
guys.
I gotta... No.
Jesus.
Everybody's home for the summer.
It's funny.
Whoa. My mom is a teacher in Pacific. Oh, you know what I meant to mention?
What?
So the housing that we talked about, or that the thing that passed where they're going to build that the housing.
Yes.
For
Jefferson.
Teachers, they're building
Cemetery
that
County?
In Pacifica.
Oh.
Oh, specifically in...
Specifically in Pacifica.
Oh.
So that's the note I got.
Yeah. 119 units, right? Mm-hmm. Something, like, mm-hmm. something along those lines.
For teachers.
Mm-hmm. Specifically for teachers and, mm-hmm. like, school staff. Maybe just teachers. I don't know.
I think it was just teachers.
Okay, that gets us current.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Be back in a sec.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, 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 here we are. It's hump day. Survivor's on tonight. Oh. I know how excited all of you must be.
I'm so excited.
By all of you, I really mean Vinny.
I think I'm going to take a nap, and then I can stay up and watch it.
Oh.
Otherwise,
you'll be watching.
I'm
going to
be asleep at 6 p.m.
I know. It's been, mm-hmm. we just, you know, it's hard for us. We're so old now that we need our sleepy bye time.
Mm-hmm. You would have loved that party last
oh,
night.
Oh, it was great. It really was.
You would have loved it. It was like all
it was
radio.
It was bright.
It was bright. It was fun. It was totally, everyone was chatting and talking radio.
All
was,
radio.
Radio.
Yeah. That is your kind of party.
You think I was breaking your eggs?
That. Yeah, I was
no,
wondering.
No, you would have loved it. It was super
how should
fun.
I answer that?
And it was cool to see some of the people who've been in radio for 25 years yeah. with us that
right.
we never even talked to.
I get excited seeing radio people.
Yeah, yeah it's cool. I well, mean, you, it's sort of fun. Like, there's some real camaraderie between mm-hmm. all of the
yeah.
intercom people.
You'd like to think we all have that in common, that we could support each other, but instead we're just bitches to each other.
I know.
It's so stupid. Like, why wouldn't you be cool? So it was cool.
So it was nice when everyone was cool last
everyone
night.
Was nice.
I think the radio climate has changed over the years, and where people were feuding and talking crap about the other station, but... I feel like now, here in the Bay Area at least, is we all really appreciate each other and that we're glad to have jobs and love what we do. So
yes.
I think it's a little bit different climate
well,
these days.
Well, it wasn't always.
Than in
that
the past.
One dude was well, going on and on.
Well, that dude needed to get a show, and he's had plenty of other problems since then. So
yeah.
yeah.
He went away.
It's like, really, your show's about us. That seems
You're
like
welcome.
That seems like a great idea, I guess. Anyway, listen, you guys, there's a storm
yes.
coming tonight. You need to Uber in tomorrow.
I know.
So make sure you're all set for that. And just be careful out there. Really, truly, give yourself a little bit of extra time so that, you know, mm-hmm. you can take it easy and not have to rush. It's going to be rainy. We're all in it together. Let's all be kind and look out for each other. Blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. Rainbows and barf.
Barf?
You know, barfing rainbows. That's what I meant to say, but I...
Have a good one.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.